Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Before we get started with today's episode, we here at You Are From God wanted to let you know of something exciting going on. If you are in the Cincinnati listening area, this program is going to start airing on local AM radio. Christian Talk 1160 AM is where you'll want to set your dial, and it will be airing on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. You can hear Scott and I there going over these topics. For the month of May, we're going to be covering the first few episodes. And so today's episode is actually going to be a remastered version of our pilot program to get you ready for that. Again, every Sunday morning in May, 9 a.m., will be the first four episodes of this podcast on that radio program. And then starting in June, we'll actually have the new episodes as we come out with them on Mondays. They'll air first on the Sunday beforehand, again, 9 a.m. on 1160 Christian Talk. We look so forward to those who can tune into that and be encouraged, for those that we can reach with the gospel of Jesus. And we're looking forward to the opportunities that God has in store for us in this program. And as always, thank you for listening and your support, and on with the show.
Welcome to You Are From God, where we open the Bible and learn to see the image of God in ourselves and the people around us. I'm Scott Taylor.
And I'm Tyler Hall. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, so today, our first episode, we are going to be talking about your origin story. And Scott, everyone loves an origin story, and I think you see this around a lot of different things. You know, right now, for the last decade or so, the cinema world has been filled with superheroes, right? Like DC, Marvel, whatever it is. And a lot of that comes down to how these heroes get their start, where their powers come from, or what leads them into this life of standing up for the little guy, or defeating those things that would oppose truth and justice. And so you get it with these superheroes, you get it with these epic tales, you get it with real life people, though. We're interested in biographies and knowing how famous people get their start, whether it's a celebrity or a singer, a politician, or somebody who's very influential in our world. We want to kind of know what gave them their start. And so we tell stories about them, and we tell those stories to each other, and in telling those stories, we kind of find a little bit of ourselves when we do, because I think the way that we are made, we are storytellers by nature, and we look at stories, whether they're fiction or nonfiction, to answer some questions. And it's questions that in this podcast we're going to be trying to answer as we go to the Bible and seek these things. Big questions like, who am I? Where did I come from? Where did everything around me come from? Why is the world the way it is? And why are people the way that they are? And there's lots of different stories that we can tell to answer these questions, but the stories, the accounts, that the reasons that we give, really, they help us make sense of what's going on in my life right now, and it can help us make decisions as we progress through life. And so it's really important then that we get that story right, that we're not buying into a false narrative, but that we're actually looking at our true origin story and understanding it, because that is going to shape everything and how we see ourselves and other people.
Yeah, and you think about what the scriptures will say about this. It's an amazing story, and there's going to be so many different verses that we can look at, but I think for us, Psalm 139 comes up very quickly. David, one of the beautiful things about David is that he would look around and just notice the creation and realize really how small we are. But he also noticed these big words that we'll use to try to describe God, about omniscience and omnipotent. And you think about the different thoughts of what that comes with those. He's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, he's omnipresent, he's everywhere. And so David, in Psalm 139, beginning in verse 13, he says, "For you created my innermost parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully formed in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my formless substance, and in your book were written all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there are was not one of them. And you think about just the beauty of God and the amazing aspect of this life and how blessed we are to be made in his image and the fact that we are created by the great creator.
Well, and that's where you get the very beginning of the Bible. It's hearkening back to this idea of when mankind as a race or as a species, if you will, begins. God, when he's creating us, says in verse 26 of Genesis 1, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." He says they're going to rule the fish and the sea and the birds of the air and the livestock. And in verse 27, "So God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female." And so there's this critical point to understanding that when we look at ourselves just as a human being in general, or whether it's the specific aspect of David, what he's getting at in Psalm 139, for me specifically, you are from God. You listening to this, you are made by God, and nothing changes that, whether you like it or not. This is your origin story, and you can go listen to a different story if you would like to and tell yourself that that's it, but the fundamental truth is, you are from God because we are his creation. We are made by him. He knit us together. He started the human family at Genesis 1. And the fact is, his fingerprints are all over us in the way that we interact, in the things that we desire, in the aspect of knowing him as our Father. All of this points back to what God's saying in Genesis 1. You are going to bear my image. And it's this aspect of truly knowing our origin that's hopefully what's driving us to move forward in life. And understanding that helps us make decisions that lead us back to God in all aspects, and especially at the end of life.
Well, that's the interesting thing when we talk about not only from a physical standpoint are we from God, but he wants us to be from him from a spiritual standpoint, meaning this relationship that we can have with him, and how blessed we are and the truest sense of being from God when we are reborn, as the scriptures will talk about, and having this, again, this relationship with him. In John, the third chapter, there's an interesting story about Nicodemus, and Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night, and he kind of starts talking to him about, he's a rabbi, it's amazing that you're from God. In verse 3, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus reacts probably like many people would react. "How can a person be born when he is old? He cannot enter his mother's womb a second time and be born, can he?" And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which has been born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it is coming from and where it is going. So everyone who is born of the Spirit," and he'll go on and he'll continue to talk about this, but I think we get the point of what he's getting at here. The flesh, obviously, you were created. That's your origin story. But for us, and the desire that God has is also the origin story, if you will, of our relationship with him, being spiritually born and making sure that we have that kind of relationship.
Right. And I think you get this again over in 1 John in chapter 4. And Scott, this is where we get the title for our program, kind of the idea that's shaping what we want to talk about on this program. And that idea is that you are from God, both in the physical sense of understanding that we're made in his image, but also in the spiritual sense of almost accepting that image and embracing that image and living in that image. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, John just simply writes, "You are from God, little children." Again, he's writing to Christians here. "And you have conquered them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world. Therefore, what they say is from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Anyone who knows God listens to us. Anyone who is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception." Now, this is couched in a bigger conversation, right, of what he says in verse 1 of this chapter. Test the spirits. You got to understand. Don't just believe everything you hear, but kind of hold it to a standard of understanding what is true. Again, that real origin story and what's not. And the interesting thing here is he says there is an alternative origin story that you can embrace. And he simply puts it as, in verse 5, they, the people who want to embrace a different story than embracing this image of God that they're made for, it says they are from the world. And so we like to personalize things a lot in our society and customize them so it feels uniquely us. But at the end of the day, we've got two choices to make. You can either say you are from God and accept that and realize that that's true, or you can say you are from the world. You're holding on to this life, fleeting as it is. What happens in this time is what matters, and when it's over, it's over. But you are not made for that. You are not made for that at all. You are made with an eternal soul knit together in your mother's womb. You are made to bear the image of the eternal and almighty God. And so when we see here in 1 John that he says, you are from God, little children, and you have conquered anything that stands in your way. You will endure because you understand this fundamental truth of your origin. And I think when we talk about stories, we kind of have this interesting thing that we've seen throughout culture where it's a choose-your-own-adventure story. Right. Maybe you've read some of these too, Scott. Mm-hmm. Maybe you listening have read these as well. But it's a book that's kind of broken up, and you get to a point in the book gives you a choice. The author writes in, you know, if you choose to do this at this point, turn to page 24. But if you choose this alternative option, turn to page, you know, 59. And based on your choice, you'll follow different branching pathways in this story. Now, I was always terrible at this, and I would always make the wrong choice and die before the intended ending of the book, it seemed. But that's a sobering thing to think about when it comes to our life. This isn't just something where we can put the book down and walk away and then we go on with our life. This is our life. And so God has made us to embrace this story where we recognize that we bear his image and that we're walking and living according to that image. And so it's so important to realize that we have this origin story and that we have the opportunity to embrace it like we're supposed to.
You know, Tyler, the reality is when we talk about our origin story is that there's a journey. There's a growth process that's involved. It's something that we start by obeying God, and it's something that we continue to do every day of our lives. It's why we're here. It's the desire for us to be more like Jesus. And I think about Colossians, the third chapter, who in the beginning of this chapter talks about how he's our life. It's not just a hobby. It's not just something that we kind of do every once in a while. It's our life. And then skipping down to verse 9, just for context, says, do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who has created him. He'll go on and talk about that there's no distinction between Jew and Greek, and so we all have the opportunity to have this relationship with him. And it's striving for this, to put off the old self and actually striving to build this new self and really taking advantage of the origin story that is ours.
And it's amazing here that he talks about it in the present tense. It's being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. So we're made in this image, and when we're striving to be in this relationship with God and embrace this origin story, it is the idea that it doesn't just happen overnight. It's not a one split decision. It's being renewed. I'm constantly having my mind renewed, and that's changing the way I behave and the way I speak. And it ultimately comes down to doing those things by God's standards. Colossians 3 has a parallel passage over in the book of Ephesians in chapter 4, where Paul again is talking to a church about putting aside the old self, what happens in baptism, and putting on the new self and how we're renewed in God's image again. Verse 24 specifically, that we are taught to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So the detail that's added here that you is certainly implied in Colossians, but it gets added here is the idea that this image of God, this likeness of God, is about having true righteousness and holiness. He goes on and talks about that means we're going to stop doing some things and start doing other things, but it's all based on God's standard and what God says is good.
And so as you're listening to this, we're so excited to start this program with you. We really encourage you to open your Bibles and look at this awesome origin story that we have and understanding that you are from God.
Thanks for listening. Show your support by leaving a review on your podcast app and share this episode with someone you want to encourage. If you have questions or would like to get in touch with us, go to youarefromgod.com. That's youarefromgod.com.